What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. On today's episode, I'm gonna be talking a little bit about Tokyo Swift, aka Taylor Swift, and the first two nights of her Eras Tour in Tokyo, Japan. If you guys haven't seen, I've been posting a couple of clips, from the first couple of nights of the Eras Tour in Tokyo on our Instagram at the Flame underscore ES. So if you haven't had the chance to check that out, whenever you can, go check it out. Let us know what you think. Give us a like, share. Give us your feedback. It's been so cool. Like being able to, create this content from like obviously, individuals or Swifties that have been in attendance at these concerts. But what makes it extra cool is that these people are literally in Japan, and I'm in the United States. Like I'm in Miami, they're in Tokyo, and somehow I could still see this content. I don't know. It just kind of blows my mind, but it's pretty cool. But before we get into that, as always, want to talk to you guys about SeatGeek, of course, one of the best ticketing apps out there. And as we are, part of Team SeatGeek, we have a special code. With our code ROBCAO, ROBCAO, you'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase on SeatGeek, on the SeatGeek app or SeatGeek.com. So if you're in the market, for tickets for a game, concert, comedy show, anything else like that, make sure to download the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com and use our code ROBCAO, ROBCAO, for $20 off your first ticket purchase. And as always, my favorite part about SeatGeek is the fact that each deal is rated on a scale from 0 to 10. So they really do their part in helping you find the best deal possible. So now to get into the topic of today's episode, like I said, so far there's been two shows for Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour in Tokyo, Japan. And like I said, we have a lot of content from the first two nights of shows. Of course, there's a show, a third show again, a fourth show. I believe it's ultimately like five shows that are occurring, and she is, set to, allegedly after that be flying straight to Vegas, to be in attendance to see Travis Kelce on Sunday there in the Super Bowl. But yeah, so a couple fun facts really quick. I wanted to make sure, to get the right surprise songs that she's sung so far in the Tokyo shows. So in night one of the Eras Tour in Tokyo, she sang Dear Reader and Holy Ground. And then in night two, she sang Eyes Open and Electric Touch. And it's pretty cool because I feel Holy Ground specifically is like a kind of a low-key song of hers. It's not really, a mainstream type of song compared to her other like big time hits or, the ones she gets like nominated for and stuff like that. But I do feel it's a really nice song, and I think people like music lovers of all genres could pretty much enjoy Holy Ground. It's a really nice song, has a really like chill vibe to it. It's kind of peaceful and relaxing to listen to, so I can imagine that must have been amazing, to witness her sing that song in person. And yeah, no, so in regards to the clips we've posted on Instagram here, I'm gonna open them up really quick. We have a couple, clips of her. And like different, some snippets, I guess, or clips of some of the songs she's performed so far. Let's see, we have some snippets here of her performing, I believe, yeah, Cruel Summer. We have that night two performance of Cruel Summer. We have her night two performance of Lover as well, her night two performance of Love Story, and then the song she opened with yesterday. So night two of the Tokyo Eras Tour is one of my favorite songs of hers, Miss Americana. Of course, that's a a classic song. I think a lot of Swifties love it, and yeah, it's pretty cool. Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince, you already know. But yeah, it was cool. I want to shout out, let me look up this person's Instagram, Coffee at Midnight, COFFEY, and at midnight she actually live streamed the Eras Tour yesterday, and I was able to see Taylor open with Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince. I was able to see Cruel Summer, Love Story. Obviously, ideally I would have watched the whole concert, I'm not gonna lie, but the thing is, obviously with the time change compared from Japan to here, it's kind of crazy. So if I were to stay up for all of that, I would get no sleep basically here, so it wouldn't really make too much sense for me to watch the whole thing. Because like I said, yeah, I would basically have zero sleep. So there you go. But yeah, so shout out to Coffee at Midnight. If you don't follow her already and you're a big, Swiftie, I r highly recommend it. Like I said, she live streamed the show yesterday. I thought that was super cool of her, super nice of her to, give fans the opportunity to, the people who obviously live in other countries, and then the people from that country that aren't able to attend, they could, kind of get a view of it on her Instagram live. So once again, shout out to Coffee at Midnight. That was super cool that she live streamed, night two of the Eras Tour in Tokyo. Another fun fact to point out about the Tokyo show so far, there are no like opening acts or anything like that. It's just Taylor, so that's pretty cool. I know most of the time there's at least one opening act, but yeah, I guess in Tokyo, there's no opening act. And another thing I noticed is that I guess I don't know if this is like a normal thing for concerts in Tokyo, but the show I believe has been starting at around like 6:30, 6:30 p.m. over there, around that time. Like usually. Obviously, I think of Miami, but usually at concerts, like the main acts don't come out till like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. So I guess maybe in other states or other cities in the US, maybe it's more like Tokyo. But yeah, I've been kind of shocked with the timing, but obviously I have no knowledge of how concerts work over there or what time they usually start. But it's just something I'm curious about and something I've kind of like picked up here that's kind of interesting. Cause yeah, like I said, here it's usually more likely that a concert's gonna start later, and definitely the main act will come out later, right? But I guess over there it's different. And like I said, there's no opening act, so she's coming out right when the concert begins. It's not like, oh, there's an opening act or two, and then she comes out, a couple hours later. And yeah, it's pretty cool, And other than that, some other like Taylor related news, I guess you could call it. That was cool today. Britney Mahomes, of course, the wife of Patrick Mahomes, and now a close friend of Taylor Swift. She was named the SI Swimsuit Rookie of the Year. So basically, she's gonna be on the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit, calendar magazine, whatever you want to call it, for 2024. She just posted, they posted a video of her today. She did her photo shoot in Belize, the island of Belize. She looked pretty for sure, and it's cool. To see her stepping into this new era, I guess you could call it, because we've never really seen her, posing like those bikinis, or we've never really gotten a glimpse or a hint that she was ever interested in modeling. But I mean, it makes sense, She's a beautiful woman. She's like captivating and successful, and obviously, now all the Swifties too love her. So I think it's smart as well from a marketing aspect for Sports Illustrated. So yeah, shout out to Brittany Mahomes. Congratulations to her, and it's cool too to see her. Making a name for herself like that, and not just, being known as, oh, Patrick Mahomes' wife and Taylor Swift's new bestie. So I think that's pretty cool, and I'm happy for Brittany Mahomes for sure. So wanted to make sure to, shout her out. So yeah, congratulations to her, and yeah, you guys can go check it out. I reposted Sports Illustrated Swimsuit's reel that they posted of her announcing it on our Instagram at the flame underscore yes. So make sure to go check that out. It's one of our most recent posts, and then our latest post is actually pretty cool. So today at the media availability in Vegas, for the Super Bowl, Travis was asked to finish a lyric of Karma. Obviously, we all remember one of the shows of the Eras Tour in Argentina when Travis was in attendance with Taylor's dad, and Taylor said, "Karma is the guy on the Chiefs coming straight home to me." So basically, today a reporter asked Travis, to finish the lyrics, and she was like, "Karma is the guy on the," and then he said, "Chiefs," and then she's like, "All right, finish the rest." And it looked like he was feeling kind of awkward, and he didn't really finish the lyric. I know that's kind of random to talk about, but I thought it was pretty funny, and I made a reel in regards to that moment today, and like I said, in the media availability portion, Super Bowl media row, I guess you could call it, in Vegas. So yeah, I think this is a short episode, obviously. I think this is gonna wrap it up. But yeah, I wanted to make sure, to give at least some insight as to what's been going on with Taylor's first two shows of 2024 in Tokyo, Japan. And like I said, she has a couple more to go, and then she, is allegedly set to fly back to the US and specifically to Vegas, to be in attendance for Travis's Super Bowl game on Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers. So and speaking of that, before I wrap up, all my sports people out there, even the Swifties that are interested in sports, stay tuned tomorrow, Friday, February 9th, as I'll be giving out, my predictions for the Super Bowl and be doing kind of a, Super Bowl preview type of episode. I'm definitely excited for that. And then of course one more thing. Once again, talk to you guys. I'm gonna talk to you guys once again about SeatGeek. Like I said, to begin the show, one of the best ticketing apps out there, and obviously we love it. We have a special code for you. It's RobCao, RobCao. If you use that code, you'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase on the SeatGeek app or on SeatGeek.com. Remember, if you're in the market for tickets for a game, a concert, comedy show, anything like that, if you're in the market for an Eras tour, concert coming to a city near you, perhaps SeatGeek might have some tickets for you. So make sure to go, once again, download the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com, and then with our code RobCao, RobCao, you'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase. So yeah, guys, it's gonna wrap it up. Thank you all for tuning in. Like I said, stay tuned tomorrow for our Super Bowl preview slash prediction episode of this amazing matchup coming up between the Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers in Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, home of the Las Vegas Raiders. And till next time, everyone, take care.